What's up?
Hey, hey, hey.
I know we talked about this before, but I would like to say here, like, again, I'm so sorry, yeah, you guys, for this hiatus that we've been on. It's been a shit show, at least for me, because I'm doing x-rays and I'm trying to find people to sign up. And it's been an absolute nightmare to get, like, just four.
Oh, you cut out.
So it's just
been four people.
Yeah, four people to like get their x-rays done. I just need four people to get their x-rays done so I can actually pass. Because this is my second go around in my dental class. And I can't do it a third time. Like, I actually have to have somebody, and I will like fight someone to the death, not physically or like literally, but it's like I need to pass so that way I can start working, so that way I can start making money in like paying bills and being a responsible adult, you know? Sorry for the rant, but it's just.
It's all good. I mean, like, this week I've been a bit all over the place, too. So, we might have a guest on today. Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hoping you do. If not,
otherwise, we can just kind of talk about stuff. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if you want to pick up back up on the wedding topic. We could just still talk about random stuff if she comes. Great. If not, then whatever. But a couple more things popped up.
Do you want to do a little wedding update? We don't really have to have a theme today, but
sure.
Update us.
Yes. Okay. So I'm just, right now, it's just kind of theoretical. We're trying to figure out what would be the best kind of situation for us. I want to get a used wedding dress. Because think about it. You're only wearing it for one day.
You know what you should do? Just because I recall you telling a story about before you came to our high school, when you still lived in the States, before you moved to Canada, about how you made a dress out of safety pins and a bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I vote you do that.
Ooh. We can have, like, a Grecian... No. Never mind. Because, like, I was thinking about having, like, a Hercules wedding. Or, like, a... like, talking about, like, the Greek... stories, but then I was like, you know what, that is cultural appropriation and we are not here to do that. But I get your point.
But you could still use a bed sheet to shape a wedding dress without it being in that style.
Right. That's definitely an option.
With a little bit more than safety pins probably though.
Yeah, maybe like tack it or like so bits and bobs here and
there. I
could
totally see you being the type of person, though, to make an entire wedding dress out of, like, white duct tape.
Ooh. If it was, like, 2010, I would. Yeah, and
that's a jab to all of you that got married in 2010, by the way.
And all of the people that decided
to fight with you.
Yeah, all of the people that decided that it would be a genius idea to get to wear duct tape clothing. Like, wouldn't that be sweaty? I feel like just the very like top of the duct tape, if I got sweaty and it got stuck, it would rip my nipple off. Like, I would be nippleless if I didn't have that, you know? So like, And now I'm realizing that there's such a thing called the bra and underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a revolutionary thing to do instead of having like my nipple ripped off. But I digress.
You know what would be more revolutionary?
What?
having your nipple ripped off.
Ooh, like a performance art type thing.
Sure.
That would be so fun. I would like to have like something not too dissimilar to a Lady Gaga concert for my wedding. And like we just scream at each other and then we're married. And then the maid of honor and the best man throw fake blood at us. And we start like withering into the ground. And then all of a sudden, just mushrooms start showing up, like fake, proppy, like musical theater-ish mushrooms start showing up. And then there is some guitarist playing a guitar to have us exit out, but it's not a guitar, it's a tampon.
I totally disassociated while you were saying that, but I heard the guitar tampon part. That's an art project for you right there.
Performance art wedding, like something fucking weird, just like giant, so weird.
Giant tampon guitar.
Yeah, I could do but that. But also,
you could design your wedding dress to look like a tampon.
Oh, I would definitely be a tampon, but like I would want to have like
tampon.
A bloody tampon.
Yeah, I mean like. A wedding dress is supposed to be symbolic of one's virginity.
Oh, so like, what happens if you're not a virgin? Yeah, I am nothing of the sort.
I mean, like, if you think about it, your wedding dress is kind of like a tampon.
Pretty much.
You're innocent and clean until you stab it up there.
Right.
Yo, I just created the most disgusting comparison. Wedding dresses are symbols of tampons.
They are tampons.
Clean, oh unused tampons. Which also means that women are tampons.
I'm just...
No, this is what men think of us. They think we're tampons, and then once they've, like, used us, we're just, like, as good as, like, used tampons.
Oh my god.
Yo. At least historically, I mean, like, dudes today, I guess, are a bit more chill, but, like, historically, that's how men viewed women. Like, tampons. Yeah. Single use.
That is so dark. Oh my gosh. I wonder it's what our true. Listeners are it's thinking. True. They're probably thinking, like, what the hell is wrong with them? But that's kind of the point, though, right?
Yeah, that's the point. That's yeah. Totally the point.
But anyways, a part de to like the wedding stuff. I decided not to have a maid of honor. I think it's archaic. If any of you guys have seen a romantic comedy or a chick flick, you know that there's the maid of honor and she thinks that she's better than everybody else because she has a higher title. And then it just turns into like
which is why I'm disappointed. I'm not the maid of honor because I would take that concept and run with it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to avoid. Like I just
exactly.
I would.
I but it
don't
doesn't
wanna...
mean I'm not disappointed that I can't be that person.
But I mean, I do have other people in my life. Like I have my sisters, and then I have.
That's why.
I know, but.
And you have more than one sister. So, like, for me, if I ever decide to get married, I'll probably have my sister be my maid of honor because she's, like, my sister and she's been there since she was born. But, like, if you have multiple sisters and multiple friends, it's like, how do I pick who's going to be the one of honor? Because, who am I going to say is better than the rest, you know?
Yeah, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, like, maybe if I was the most disorganized person, and that's pretty accurate of who I am, just being very disorganized, maybe having a maid of honor, like, I see the value in having somebody that's organized and can actually, like, do shit and plan it and, like, rein in the troops. But I'm trying to avoid conflict. If somebody has a point that they would like to make, you can make that point. And besides, I'm going to have multiple bridesmaids. There's no point in, like, saying, I'm going to give you all of the responsibility and the power and the stress so that way you can feel like you're a totalitarian dictator and piss everybody off. Whereas I would prefer to have everybody have some level of involvement, like give somebody a responsibility. If one of you guys is really good at planning and organizing trips and doing that, then yes, you can help me plan the bachelorette party or something. Mm-hmm. If one person's really good at making inputs about directing people and to go to like the wedding reception or like the cocktail hour or whatever, then that would be your given job. So if there's certain things that like one person is like phenomenal at and others that like they just suck, why not have everyone be my maid of honor, you know?
So
that way
your maid of honor is a team. If I ever get married, I'm going to be sure to label everyone super aggressively. I'm going to have a maid of honor. I'm going to have a maid of highest honor. And I'm going to have a maid of dishonor.
Ooh. I kind of want to be the maid of dishonor so that way I could like play this role and just wear black.
I should actually do that if I ever get married. But like come up with like just like labels for all the bridesmaids. Not serious labels, but labels that they just play on and make it into just like a sitcom for the extent of the wedding. For the sake of the guests.
That would be so fun. Like
fictional drama.
Reality TV. We need to have TLC filming your wedding.
Probably. Except I don't want to be on TLC. That's for
ugh. Lifetime?
TLC is literally just a bunch of like white people problems.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever noticed that with TLC? It's literally white people problems.
Yes, I have noticed that with TLC. That is why I watch it religiously. Like I love watching like white people's problems because they think, oh my god, this taffeta dress does not match my vision.
I love kids in counting. I look back. I think kids in counting and holy shit, they're fucked.
Oh my god, they're so insane. I love watching like the religious families because they are just absolutely insane. They are insane people.
Well, even just like their tone of being is like really creepy.
Right.
Like, you've watched so like creepy. Michelle Duggar like talk.
Oh, I've seen her talk. And like, Bob. Her son is a known sex offender.
Yeah, of some of the girls. And it's like, what? How? Why?
Mm-hmm. It all ties back to religion. Like, when you are living in an extremely religious family, yeah, it's not gonna work. Because when you have all of these restrictions, it's like, you can't have coffee. You can't have sex before marriage. You can't do all of these different things. You're setting yourself up for failure. I mean,
because he was like 14 when he did what he did, I think.
He was 14 out of his goddamn mind. I mean, that doesn't mean that his actions were at all correct. And I'm not condoning that.
I'm not making an excuse for him in terms of being 14, but just in terms of the parenting. Like, that is an age where you should be teaching your kids about what sex is and all the sex ed stuff. I guarantee you these kids were probably going to Christian schools, not taught about it at all. And he had no clue. He probably didn't realize how inappropriate what he was doing was, for one. And he was probably curious at that point, and it led him down a path of, like, badness. And that's not me making excuses for him, because he still made his decisions. But he... I just kind of see it as, like, horrible parenting, too.
Yeah.
Especially given that, like, girls were still expected to live in the same vicinity of him after that. Like, can you imagine?
I can't even imagine. And what makes the situation entirely worse is the whole family was homeschooled.
Yep. There you go.
So, like, there's only so much, oh, he was just following a path of sin. Do a better job as a parent. Like, abstinence does not work. Teach your kids, like, how to keep your, like, hands to yourself and not, like, act berserk just because you live in a religion that says if you do anything remotely sexual, like, even if you sneeze and it feels nice, that's a sin and you're gonna burn in hell and I'm gonna stab you.
You guys, you're gonna go hell if you like sneezing.
If you love sneezing, you're gonna go, like,
that is, like,
I guarantee there's some religions that do that.
How dare you enjoy sneezing? That's disgusting.
I mean, that was just kind of like the general, like, idea.
I see a religion doing that, though.
Yeah.
Or a cult.
Well, pretty much, like, Buddhism is like that. If you have any earthly pleasures, so, like, if you enjoy sneezing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. It feels good to, like, sneeze, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, Buddhism is pretty much like that. If you have any earthly possessions or desires, that means that you're on a path of evil, and you kind of have to be kind of this ethereal being that's like, I don't like forks. I eat with my toes. Like, okay.
Thanks for that image.
I mean, it's not too dissimilar to how monkeys eat. They will eat anything and put everything in their mouth and not use their hands because they're too busy doing other things.
Like, every religion ultimately is a successful cult.
Okay. Oh my god, we were talking about this, like, when we were talking about, like, traditions, like, in
probably
religion was brought, yeah, it was the religion, the traditions episode, and we brought up religions as well. So there was a philosopher, I think, in, like, the late 1800s, early 1900s, and he was saying, cult plus time equals religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not to bash any of our listeners' beliefs or anything.
I mean, no, you're not part of a giant cult at all. It's okay.
I mean, like, jokes aside, if you have a certain belief, just go ahead and believe it. If it makes you feel better and you're a better person for it, awesome.
You definitely don't feel brainwashed.
No, but if there's any kind of, like, underlying thing that you're doing, so, for example, if you still believe that you have to sacrifice a goat in order to get God's blessing or he will heal you, I don't, okay, that's a little crazy
just because you chose to follow a certain religion, you're not better than anybody.
No. I would like to, like, eventually talk about on an episode about cults.
Yeah.
Because cults are interesting. They're so interesting. So I have, to the listeners who are interested in my personal interests, I love learning murder.
Did you just suggest that listeners are actually interested in your life?
I know. I'm so narcissistic.
You think that? I'm kidding.
They're
totally interested in your life.
Oh, I know. They're totally obsessed with me.
Both of us so much. They're super obsessed with you. I mean, like, have you seen, like, the fan page that they made?
Oh my god, yes.
Bree? Just Bree. They didn't even include me. It's just Bree of Only Edge.
Yes, and I don't know how they got... They
photoshopped your face onto, like, this bodybuilder.
Yeah. And I don't know how they got so many pictures of my toes, but I no, guess we'll no have idea to.
Yeah, how that could even be possible.
I don't even know. But I have an interest in serial killers, cults, and murderers. So,
and Bri has issues, as you can tell, but don't tell her that.
Oh, you could tell me I have issues. I'll take it. Like, I'll take that horse pill. I know. This is what I've noticed, at least with white women who are obsessed with true crime. People who, like, white women who are obsessed with true crime, it's the main thing that's keeping them from actually going out and murdering. Because the interest is there. White women are crazy. But if I didn't read or learn about all of these murderers and cults, it kind of like itches the need to go out and stab a person in the name of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
I'm not joking aside, but like I genuinely think that's what that is. Like, white women are, you know, like, white people are a mutation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is like just my personal theory that I've come up with within the last month. I'm open to other ideas, but white women have like the certain level of crazy that they think that they are on top of the world. They can call the manager at any time and get their way. They can go out and murder their husbands and do all of these different like nuts of things. And for the women who love true crime, they have that same kind of like mentality, but they do something about it and actually learn about these crazy people. So that's like, well, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's watch another episode. Let's like learn about in depth how Richard Ramirez, the strangler in Los Angeles in the 1970s. Yeah. So like in the 1970s, they were able to find him by like the base of based on the limited edition run of Reebok shoes, if I'm not mistaken. But the fact that I know that, I can like sit down and have like a coffee conversation and like actually talk about these real people who did heinous things and like tell you word for word how they grew up, what the favorite color was, what they liked to eat, how they killed people, and all of these different things. So like, it just proves, I don't know, I guess it proves that white women are crazy. Your thoughts?
I disassociated again. I was actually doing something mischievous, but that's another story. White women.
White women are crazy.
White women.
Oh.
White. You know who's crazier than white women?
Who?
Men.
Oh my gosh, just men in general.
I don't even have to attribute a single race to it, just men.
Oh, especially like middle-aged men.
Especially young men and old men. Literally, you can't put an age category or a color to it. It's just men.
I mean, I can totally agree with that. Like, you have your diamonds in the rough. Not all men, but a good 99.9999998% of men are just, I don't even know. I mean, you get the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing.
I just hate the not all men thing because, like, okay, like, when you're walking down the street and you're just, like, a woman walking down the street, you're not going to think, hey, that's just that one guy that isn't a bad guy. You don't know who the one in a billion guy is that's not a bad guy. Like, you don't know which men are the ones that are going to freaking murder rape you and which ones are the ones that are going to, like, you know, be nice to you.
Right.
Like, I don't think, like, the whole idea of not all men is possible until it's no men. Because, like... Right.
As you kind of have, like, to be guilty until proven innocent.
Or just, I wouldn't say guilty or not guilty. I'd just say, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. Like, it's, you understand the feeling, right? Of, like, just walking and being scared of literally any men.
Oh, my God. I did this yesterday. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was Thursday. I was walking home because I had to get an x-ray done. Didn't even work out, whatever. So I was walking home, and then there was this guy. He was, like, just going at the ATM, minding his own business. And then I could see him walk around, walk behind me in the same direction, and kind of out of my peripheral vision. So I kind of had to do, like, a quick little glance back. He was going to his car. But the route he took was a little, I don't know. Like, he was just at a certain position. I'm like, oh my God, he might have a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sad that, like, a lot of women think this. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, when I'm out just, like, in the neighborhood at nighttime, there was this one time, like, a car pulled up, like, on the side of the road right where I was sitting, and I was like, nope, getting out of here. And it's like, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of cars, did I tell you the story? I think I might have. So I was walking home, and this is at the time when I was, like, in a transitional period, and I was living with my grandparents. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm trying to move into this new place, and then it was supposed to work out. I mean, those roommates are assholes, fuck them. But anyways, I was walking home from work. It was late, like pitch blackout, but I always have, this is just like a tip for women. If you're in a country that doesn't allow pepper spray, a knife, or any kind of protective weapon on you, have a whistle. Not just any kind of whistle. Like, you can't just go to the dollar store and just get a whistle. If that's what's available to you, perfect. If not, I highly recommend getting, like, a metal whistle, because those are louder and people will actually hear it. If not, like, an alarm. So there's these alarms that you can get off of Amazon, and you can just pull it, and then it has, like, this ear-piercing sound, and it will alert people where you're at. So I had that. I had my pepper spray. I also had my knife. You never know. I always have all three of those at hand wherever I'm going, even if it's in the middle of the day. So I was walking down this one street, and then this one car was driving down and then went to kind of like a screeching halt, which I thought was weird. I thought it was, like, extremely weird. So I walked back a little bit, but I was still looking at the car, and I had crossed the street to try to go home and go onto my street, but the guy did a U-turn and drove up a little bit past where I was walking on the opposite end of the street. So he clearly wanted to see me, and I did this one more time just to see what he was doing, and he did the same thing, but he was also doing this weird thing, no music, no nothing, just rocking back and forth like he was nutso. I called the cops. didn't show up because, like, what was I going to expect? A woman shouldn't really trust a cop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I called my grandparents and I'm like, I'm almost home, but do you mind picking me up? There's this guy. I already called the police that haven't showed up, and I don't think that they are. Can you just pick me up? I just don't feel safe, and I feel like this guy's gonna either jump me or try to kill me or something. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma luckily picked me up, but just got people are so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
People are so creepy.
When I was 17, after I graduated high school, somebody tried to get into my bedroom on the second floor of my house. Never found out who he was. He could be any man.
That's horrible.
Sometimes. That's all I got.
But honestly, like, if that ever happens, I kind of wish that there was some kind of, like, security system on the windows. Heck, even if it's, like, iron bars, like, in a prison. Obviously, you don't want your room to be in a prison, but if shit happens, I don't want you to get in. Heck, if I can have lasers.
If it happens, my room is so messy, he would break his neck before he could even get to me. And if he did get in, just the trajectory of how he would get in, he would fall. And when he falls, I would freaking murder him.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see a person getting in here at night without hurting themselves.
Yeah. But what really upsets me is that Canada's, like, strict no weapon law. Like, you guys need weapons, but it just needs to be strictly.
You can also get sued by, like, attackers, like burglars and stuff. They can sue you for defending yourself. So if that guy had to come in here and I attacked him or my parents attacked him, he could have sued us.
Which is totally bullshit. Like, you're allowing creepy people to get away with crimes because...
Well, and the government seems to like criminals for some reason.
I mean, yeah, I get it. You want to protect your people. But if some guy broke out of, like, a psychiatric ward and is like, I'm going to crawl into this person's house or whatever the heck happened, like... There's nothing that protects the victim. And I know, like, we started off kind of like an airy fairy, and now we're going into the more serious about, like, dark men. But seriously, though, I told you, Michaela, that in Dubai I was sexually assaulted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... I slipped, I rolled my ankle, I was just sitting there. I physically could not move, so there really wasn't anything that I could do. But this guy decided to feel me up, and I said, excuse me, stop, like, actually stop. But I looked it up legally. If I was to report being sexually assaulted, I would be the one that goes to prison. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks because, like, seriously, there needs to be laws in every single country that protect people from creepy people. I mean, the U.S., we've got our flaws in our government, but when those creepy people and they want to hurt us and they want to attack us, we have to be able to defend ourselves and not face any kind of legal repercussion.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, like, an intent and a cause for, like, the guy to, like, whoever to, like, get into your house, hells yeah, you should have a knife. By by your bed. You should have like guns in your house. I mean, I'm a little weary about the guns. I mean, especially with the whole mental health topic. If somebody in your house is clearly mentally ill, and they have an access to a gun, that's not helpful and it's not right and it should not happen. So I think there just needs to be a lot more protocol. Like if you were to have any kind of weapons in your house, there needs to be some protocol where everybody knows exactly what's happening and how to handle it in order to actually fix what needs to be fixed or do what needs to be done. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just I was just looking for that fan page. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called @Bree_fan_page_.
Is it actually a thing?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Send it to me. Like, fans, we love you. It's just like that kind of like boggles me that that's even a thing. Oh, you're joking entirely, aren't you?
I'm not joking.
I was gonna say,
go look at your Instagram.
Okay, I'll check it in a minute because like we're currently recording on said app. So, oh my god, that was funny. You are a funny person. Get this person a Emmy, a Tony, or whatever kind of actor award accolade that she deserves or desires.
Me? Or the person, yes, who made the fan page?
I'm talking about you.
Ah.
Because, like, you said that was a joke.
What was a joke? The fan page?
Yeah.
No, it's not a joke.
Oh, dear God. Hold on.
What message?
The fan of Bree and Oleanch.
Oh, she sent you a message?
Oh, my God. This is a real person?
Is it?
This is a real person.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like, how do you exit out? I cannot technology.
Exit out of what?
Like, I want to go onto my Instagram, but not, like, exit out of the recording.
Just go to your homepage. Treat your phone as if you were on a phone call.
Ah. Okay. Hold on.
Hello.
I don't know. Are you sure that's not you?
Why would I do that?
Because you were saying that you had an Instagram and you wanted to troll people.
Troll men. Creepy men. Why would I troll my friend?
I don't know. I'm like mind blown. What? Oh, wow. Okay.
They messaged you? Are you still there? Hello, Bree, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What is the person saying? What?
They're saying, no, I'm a fan of the...
Can you find out why they made a page about you and not me? I mean, like, what is so great about you and not me?
I don't know. Okay. So, I still think that this is you. Because, when I sent the message to you, I heard your phone go off. So, did you get... Yeah, I heard, like, a vibration, and it was not my phone.
No. Maybe.
I'm like, I love this. I'm like, oh my gosh, you like, we have fans and we have like a fan page. But then also at the same time, like, you said that you had an extra Instagram account that you wanted to troll men for, and I didn't know if it was you.
What?
I don't know.
Why would I make a fan page of you and not me?
I don't. Like, just if I was to mess gonna make with
a
me
fan page, I would make it of myself.
Oh my gosh, like, this is cool. This is cool. This is weird. Well, this is cool.
Well, it's an opportunity. You should ask them some questions, and we can do like a interview with them over text, and then like record it here. Ask them some questions. And then we can like talk about it here.
Okay. I still think you're trolling me.
I'm not. Why would I do that?
I don't know. This just fits your MO.
Okay. What?
It just fits your MO. Yeah. Hold on. They didn't text me yet. Hiatus.
What's up?
Yeah. So, basically, this person keeps on texting. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm Brielle's fan. Brielle really likes me. That's really cool. But like, I could, like, I'm gonna swear on my mom's grave that it's you.
Okay, why though? Why? Seriously, I didn't. Do you want to know?
Uh-huh.
What is going on my end?
Sure.
Okay. I got messages from them too.
What?
So they're your fan, but they're my anti-fan. So they messaged, well, I messaged them first. I said, who is this? Why did you make a page for Brie and not me? Because, like, why? Like, that's just hurtful. And they said, I like Brie, but you? No. No, I'm good. And I said, what do you mean? And they said, I like Brie, not you. You're a stupid hag. I say, excuse me? And they say, you heard me, you stupid prudish bitch. And I say, wow.
Do you have screenshots of this?
And then, hold on. And then they said, you're stupid. And then they said, I'm going to put your address on the internet.
How did they know where you live, though?
They know where I live. That's. They didn't give any indication that they know where you live, did they?
No.
They know where I live. I'm like freaking out, man. I haven't responded. What do I say to that?
I don't know.
I didn't
like,
think that I like offended people so much. Like, if anybody's gonna offend people, I thought it would be you. Ugh, but no, it's me. My address on the internet. Why would anybody do that to me?
I don't know. Like, this just sounds like, this sounds like a little weird. Like,
okay, it's not funny though.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, I'm laughing because it's uncomfortable.
Like, what if somebody like shows up at my house? Dude, I'm freaked out. I'm just like not gonna respond to them for now.
Yeah. Oh, I just got an.
Are you still there? Oh, it cut out.
I'm back. So, I just got like a bunch of highs from them.
That's creepy. You should like ask them something. They seem to like you. See what is up. I'm like so freaked out. Dude, they're sending more texts to me. They said everyone hates you. We're coming for you. There's more than one of them. What the actual heck?
Okay.
What's up?
All right. I don't like. At first, it sounded like a prank, but now, like, you're getting all messages and I don't know if we're gonna actually like post this and like share this to the internet because like I don't wanna give any kind of praise to somebody who thinks it's okay to harass people online and
Yeah, no. Not at all. Like this is fucking creepy.
Yeah. I think the best thing, oh my god, I just got a message that's saying, do you like toes?
What?
Oh my god. I just got another message that says, I like toes.
So they have a foot fetish?
Apparently.
Ugh.
I mean, do you want to continue recording and like just like talk about this or like?
Yeah, I mean, like, why not?
Yeah, it's hashtag content.
Exactly. Ugh.
I hate that I said that hashtag content, but like, to our listeners listening, we love you, we really do, but. It comes to a certain point in like an appreciation for somebody when it gets to be unhealthy. And when you're messaging Michaela saying that you don't like her and just sending like oddly decryptive messages and just random and we love you, but like there is like kind of a level of boundary.
Yo.
What?
They just messaged me and said, we will dump you in pickle juice. These people are on crack, I swear. I'm gonna message them.
Oh my gosh. I feel like if we drag this on anymore, like, even though it is, like, content-worthy.
Oh, I want to.
Yeah, but at the same time, they said that they're going to put your address on the internet.
I just so, asked if they like, actually know it. Hold on. They're not responding.
Okay.
Wait, they're typing.
Is this like a prank? This has to be a prank.
By who?
I don't know who. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, they said they were joking.
Oh.
I hope. They could just be saying that to mess with me, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already had people jump in my room, so I'm not that freaked out. I'm not freaked out, but, you know, that's just life, right?
Because yeah, true.
I'm in people's windows all the time. If only I could defend myself.
You know what's really weird is that we started talking about this, and like about just creepy people and like messaging us, and then you brought up that, and like it seems oddly coincidental.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? You think somebody's sitting outside my window listening to us right now?
I don't know, but for safekeeping, lock your doors. I'm going to go do that as well.
Yeah.
I already locked my doors as well. But
Emma's going to have a stalker.
Ooh. Oh. I don't want to, like, romanticize that.
That's so fucked.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, there's only, like, so much fun in games. Like, oh, stalker, that would be so fun. I mean, like, again, I don't mean any disrespect, but oh my god, I just got a message. I put pickle juice on your toes last night.
What the fuck? What?
I don't know. I'm not responding. I'm just waiting until they send more messages.
You should respond and see what happens.
I don't know. I feel like this is like an off, like, this is a Instagram, like, message or like a chat. And then we kind of go over this, but just, I don't know how to reiterate it anymore. We love you, but there's a level of...
Yeah. There's a level of way too fucking creepy, guys. Like, come on, get a grip. What?
Do you think that we should cut this now and kind of, like, actually investigate?
I think we should investigate over the air. Because we've already gotten this far.
Yeah. So... But you know me, I am a technological grandma, and I cannot...
Can't do two things at once?
No, I cannot do two things at once.
Okay,
it's a curse.
I guess we can record later and, like, do a follow-up to the investigations.
Yes, and kind of have this, like, a... Some people are weird, but... We love you from healthy boundaries and distance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Healthy boundaries.
We will cut here, and then we will add what we discover later, and we can, like, you know, read out messages and shit that we get and see how far this weird person will go.
Mm-hmm.
Good? All right.
Yeah, for sure. See you guys pretty soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. We are back. So, what happened with this fan? This fan page, this person, this...
Like, they talked about, like, a whole bunch of different, like, weird things. Like, they were obsessed with pickles, and they were, like...
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Obsessed with pickles. Okay, for me, they messaged me. Well, I asked if they actually know my address, obviously, and they said they were kidding. And then after that, they, like, I just kind of ignored them. And then they said, but I do know everything about you, sweetie.
Ew. Like,
what? And then they said, I'm going to be somewhere. And I said, what do you mean somewhere? Somewhere.
okay, but where? Somewhere. Perhaps there. And I got, like, so freaked out after that, I can't respond. I don't know what to say to that. Like, what do you say to that? That is fucking creepy.
I have no idea. But, like, they went on a whole bunch of tangents about, like, how just jars of fingernails.
What the fuck?
I know. And then they went on to, oh, I actually grind the fingernails up into powder and make them into diamonds. I don't even know, dude. And it,
I mean, I've, like, seen that done before, but, like, that is super creepy for them to just, like, say that.
Yeah, and then they offered to have my fingernails and my partner's fingernails collected, ground up, and made into a diamond and wear that as a wedding ring.
That is, like, the sickest like, kind of romance I've ever heard.
I know. So, like, I messaged them back and I said, well, I'll definitely have to talk to my partner about it. And they actually requested to follow me. I opened up the messenger and I let them talk to me, but I didn't let them follow me because, like, it was really creepy.
Yeah, that would be. Can you imagine if this person, like, saw your photos?
Oh, 100%. And then I have, like, I do have people tagged, and it's, like, my family and it's my friends. And I used to have my I go back and forth between having my Instagram public and my Instagram private. I'm kind of, yeah, like, stuck on private right now because
of creepy people like this, right?
Well, because of creepy people like this, and I keep on getting a whole bunch of, I used to get, like, a whole bunch of messages from, like, old men wanting to be my sugar daddy, but it's a scam. Yeah,
fun.
And trying to hack into my account, and then I make up a whole bunch of lies saying, oh, the last sugar daddy that I had, like, abused me, and I couldn't, like, do that, sorry, and then I'll block them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So creepy. But then, but some of them, like, in that case, are, like, super insistent. It's like, no, but I'm different. Can I get all of your social security? Can I get your passport number? I want to get your account number, just so that way I can manage everything for you, sweetie. That is a scam. That is a scam, so, ladies and gentlemen.
Was this person like that?
No, like, they weren't, like, so interested in, like, sending me money or, like, doing anything like that or trying to get into my information. They were just creepy. And then the conversation abruptly shifted from fingernails to teeth.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Because I did mention briefly that I'm, like, getting into dental, but I didn't say specifically what position that I'm going in. Like, I mentioned to the person and I lied and I said that I'm going into oral surgery. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. I insist on sending you a set of teeth.
What the fuck?
Well, like, I was thinking about it, like, A, I don't want them to know my address, and B, I preferred if you wouldn't send me teeth because they're infested with bacteria, and if somebody had any kind of venereal disease like HIV, yeah, or any kind of, like, bloodborne pathogen, it connects directly to the teeth. So if I had that and I was to touch that and put that into my mouth, I would have HIV or AIDS or anything like that. Like, if you think about it, like, medically, it's, like, not, it's not safe. And that's why whenever you go to the dentist and get oral surgery to get your wisdom teeth out, they grind up the teeth and then they dispose it for medical waste.
Okay, but, like, where was this person going to get those teeth from?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, there are multiple ways that you can get teeth. I mean, I'm not... Listeners, if you, like, have, like, an interest in, like, collecting teeth, think about, like, maybe, okay, I was going to say have a child, but then that would make it a million times worse. But, like, maybe ask for your mother's collection of teeth.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, because, like, some mothers, they collect their child's baby teeth because the tooth fairy is a real thing. Sorry to break some of your hearts, but the Tooth Fairy does not exist.
What? And
yes. And now I broke Michaela's heart. I broke Michaela's heart.
What are you talking about? The Tooth Fairy doesn't exist.
The Tooth Fairy physically does not exist.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Talk to me on the phone. One time because I lost my tooth right before Christmas. Her and Santa Claus called me on the phone to tell me that they were both going to come and it wasn't going to cause any problems. And now you're telling me she doesn't exist? How can you say that?
Santa Claus doesn't exist. The unicorns don't exist. Leprechauns don't exist.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're old enough to know that, like, Santa Claus doesn't exist.
What?
I know.
What are you talking about?
I know. I'm breaking your heart. But it's about time you knew. Your mother and I wanted to sit down and talk to you about this for a long time. But you're now an adult and can legally drink in all countries.
Mm-mm.
You should know that the Tooth Fairy does not exist.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
Okay.
What kind of crazy person doesn't believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy?
I don't know. I really don't know. But
some acting skills, huh?
I know some acting skills.
Terrible acting skills. Terrible acting
skills.
Oh,
no, it was really good. It was really good.
Was it? Thank you.
Yeah. But this is like an actual like recommendation. If you have any kids or are considering having kids,
collect their teeth.
Do not collect their teeth, because do you know how many bacteria is on per square millimeter of said baby teeth? Do you know how much bacteria and germs and potential diseases are connected to your teeth? Like, if you actually look up this stuff, if you're a hypochondriac, I don't recommend, because then you might like lose your shit, but it's actually very disgusting. What I recommend is when you're going into your pediatric dentist, tell them what the hell to do with your teeth. You could still believe in the Tooth Fairy and say, oh, the Tooth Fairy took your tooth, but actually like dispose of it at your dentist and say, hey, we did the Tooth Fairy thing, but this is riddled and infested with so much bacteria and germs and gonga. It's so gross. So try to dispose of it at your dentist's office and see what they recommend, because like you don't want that on your fingers or... I even saw this Pinterest thing where this mom got her daughter's molars and made them into stud earrings.
That's nasty.
You don't even know how disgusting that is. Oh my god. Oh my god. If you don't like germs, or if COVID really effed you up germ-wise, just dentistry might not be the field for you, because you'll realize, like, what kind of a cesspool. If you compare it, I think a hot tub is not too dissimilar to like the germs and bacteria's. Both are relatively similar, except the one is like per the 10th, like 100th percentile, and then the other one is in the 10th percentile. So it's like, just dispose of your baby teeth in a proper way, like in a dentist's office, so that they could put it into biohazardous waste.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So was there anything else that this person said?
They just insisted on like bringing teeth, giving me teeth. And they're like, oh, I insist on bringing you teeth. So that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going into dental surgery, so I can collect those teeth. You can have those. Like, I'm not going to collect teeth at all, because after that whole rant of teeth, I would love to clean it for you. I would love to help you and get on your very best way, but to like have a jar of nope. Those specific sets of teeth are going to be disposed of properly, so that way I don't lose my dental license to be a dental assistant. Or if I do want to go into surgery, I'm not gonna.
So, like, do you think this person knows you in real life? Like, do you think they could be, like, I don't know, one of your coworkers or something? Or, like, your fellow students, and they're just, like, trolling you with the teeth thing?
Like, I really don't know if they're, like, trolling me with the teeth thing. I mean, I mentioned it once. It could be just some random person that, like, when we had our guests on, they were like, oh my gosh, you run a podcast? And then they got, like, super obsessed with me and that kind of thing.
Super jealous or something.
They might be jealous of, like,
the weird way of saying, can I be on your show? Without saying it.
Possibly.
Because, you know, we say, like, if you have any interests or hobbies or whatever, like, we want to have you on. You can talk about them. Absolutely anything, right? So they're probably like, oh, I'm going to get to go on and talk about teeth.
Yeah.
And my teeth collection and my toenail collection and my weird jar of toenails. What, they sell them as rings?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and they sell them for $50 apparently.
I mean, that's a decent deal, but like...
It is a decent deal, but like... I don't know. If you're gonna be creepy, I charge a lot more.
How much would you charge to sell, like, handmade diamonds made out of people's fingernails?
I would charge a lot more just because you are dealing with biohazardous material. Like, not to mention the amount of infections that you can get when collecting fingernails. Heck, you could get staph infections. You can really get injured. And... So...
So how does this really creepy person make you feel?
I don't, like, I feel creeped out, but I just gave, like, only what this person knows, I'll give it to him, but be very vague and kind of, like, lead them off the track and not really connect
to anyone they know. Because they said that they knew my address, and then they said that they didn't know my address. So it's like, do you know my address or do you not? Like, am I in danger or am I not? Like, I'm personally pretty freaked out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But did they say that they know your address?
No, they didn't say anything about my address. I think
they from must what be I understand, it's
huh?
They must be from Canada then. They must know me and you, but like.
Because I've moved around a lot, they don't know specifically the location. I just said I'm from California.
Yeah.
But.
What should we do, though?
Honestly, like, the best thing to do would just be to be like, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
But I mean, like, what if they don't know my address?
If they do know your address, then obviously we're going to have to, like, take it to the police or something.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know my address.
Yeah. That's really true. But, I mean, whatever you post on social media and whatever you're saying here on the podcast, we've both been pretty good about, like, not disclosing where we're from.
Yeah.
Because... I might, like, post a couple things and then I'll geotag it to Los Angeles. But Los Angeles is a county. It's not a city. There's, like, Hollywood is a city. There's North Hollywood. There's Pasadena. There is, what else? There's Glendora, where I am. There's Azusa, Arcadia, Irwindale, all of these different...
Narnia.
Narnia. Yeah. Well, like a whole bunch of different like locations and that kind of thing, and
Yeah. So you don't have any like inkling or guess as to who like did this?
I mean, when we started, I really did think it was you.
Because of like, it was me, and what changed your mind?
Because you were like so incessant, and then you were saying that you got messages, and when you say that you're getting messages, I'm like, well, okay, this person's obviously messaging you, and you've given proof as to yeah, they're a real person, and definitely think about how like you could, I don't know, I just thought it was you because like I know you and you're a prankster type, and you were mentioning before that you had like a side Instagram that you're like, I don't know what to use it for, I've changed it so many times and I want to troll people. And I was like, you mentioned that like the night previous or like a day before, and I'm like, well, okay, that might be her. Not 100%.
And it was.
God damn it.
It was. Are you still there? Oh my god. Okay, yeah. So, in case you guys... So, like, I don't know if Bree hates me now, but I guess we'll find out in our next episode. Yeah. Yeah. Have a good one.